it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in the course of your life, you will have hundreds of different relationships, right? You have relationships with parents, siblings, extended family, classmates, teachers, friends, coworkers, bosses, and, of course, your significant other. And maybe you have or have had a significant other, but are they the one? A new survey found that 39% of people believe that the person they consider the one, well, they got away. So in other words, if you're in a relationship, there's a 39% chance that you were their second choice. Now, why did the one that got away get away? Well, who knows? But people break up for a lot of different reasons. For example, a young couple in India, they're getting divorced because their pets don't get along. Meanwhile, the couple in China, they're divorcing because they cannot agree on what to name their baby. And then there's Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline. He's currently promoting a new memoir, and he says that in addition to Britney cheating on him, part of the reason that they decided to divorce is that she would stand outside of the kids' room with a knife while they were sleeping. All righty then. And then there's also work-related relationships, right? Now, 49% of people, which I thought was surprisingly high, 49% of people, they say they're very satisfied with their job. However, that doesn't mean that they love their co-workers. For example, most people that work in Hollywood, those Hollywood-level actors, they would probably tell you that they love what they do, right? It's a lot of work. However, we do have a list of 17 actors who were hated on the set. So come for Jim Carrey, stay for Jared Leto, or Bill Murray, or Shia LaBeouf, or Gene Hackman. We'll share the full list later. But first, just know today we're talking about relationships. Relationships of any kind. Hell, it can be your freaking pet, and you put a bullet in their head, as some people would do. So whether it's personal, professional, casual, whatever it might be, today we want to know, when it comes to relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Michelle, so away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,409. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. What else are you going to do? And hang out with us all afternoon.
Yeah,
long.
What the hell not?
Exciting return to Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing bad things. You bring us three stories. It is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to this week's Who Sucks Less?
No, there is no real theme. Mike and I have talked about this extensively today. Look, you're not going to hate anyone today. It's just, it's a little out there. That's the best way to put it. Mike even asked me in one of the stories, he goes, what about this person sucks? I said, I don't know. They did break a law, to be fair, but not the worst law you can break. But when you go through the rest of the story, it's like, that's why I brought the story in, because it just goes sideways.
Okay.
That's the best way to put that.
Who Sucks Less is coming up for you at 4:30.
But you'll know who sucks.
On the program. What else do we have for you? A couple programming notes. If you did not hear, we are now on YouTube. You can watch the show live every single day. Subscribe, if you will, at KISW Rock. And when you get there, do us a favor. Smash the like burger, as we like to call it. The old thumbs up. The more thumbs up we get, apparently YouTube likes that.
I guess. I still don't really understand the whole thing, but just do it because it's positive.
It's the algorithm. Just we just need it. It makes us look good. Since the company spent all this money on these cameras and everything else, just makes it look like, you know what, maybe these guys will be something someday.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So help us out. watch a show on YouTube and don't comment on the looks of us or the clothing that we wear.
Because please.
We're still just radio guys.
We know. We have faces for radio. Yes. Thank you.
That's right. Yes. Look, exactly. Radio people that look good are on TV. Ugly TV people are on the radio. I think that's just how they break it all down.
Ugly TV people.
I'm amazed. Sometimes people don't even know our show, and I'll tell them what I do, and they go, you got a face for radio. And I'm like, hey,
I know.
Hey, man.
Thanks.
Hey,
why is that the go-to joke? I've had a TSA agent tell me that. I'm like, I don't even know you, man. What the hell?
You got the body of a TSA agent.
Yeah. Couldn't be a real cop, huh?
Oh, here's one for you.
So we got a few in the pocket. No, we didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
This was a couple weeks ago. Someone asked me what I did. I said, I told them what I did, where I worked and everything. Like, I don't listen to the radio. I'm like, okay, that's cool, man. Playing golf with this person. Don't know them. I said, where are you from? Seattle. And they're like, well, what station are you on? I told them the station again. They're like, oh, is that the Migs thing in the morning? And I was like, the Daily Migs morning show? He's like, yeah. Right. He's like, those guys are actually pretty good. I was like, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, you just told me.
I don't.
You don't listen to the radio.
Right.
I did not say anything because I have to be with this guy for 4 hours. So I didn't want to press the issue. Well, apparently you do listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And you listen to the station I'm on.
Well, why didn't you just ask, like, they actually come to your home and perform their show again for you? That is cool of them to do. That is community outreach.
That's exactly right.
Because you sound like you listen to the radio.
How long you been there? 20 years. 20 years on one radio station.
Check it out.
Well, you know, maybe I will check it out.
Nah,
speaking of 20
won't.
Years, in celebration of more programming notes, of 20 years right here on The Rock, we have brought back the Men's Room Drinking Team t-shirt.
Because that has stayed true.
And, well, you guys voted on it at the 20th anniversary party, so we went back and put that in The Rock shop. So it's available to pick up now at KISW.com. And today we're going to talk about relationships. Now, personal being, you know, someone you dated, a friend of yours, someone you know, an acquaintance. Your job and family. When did you know it was time to go and get out?
Oh, yeah.
And we start with a story out of India, where a young couple in India has initiated divorce proceedings after repeated failing attempts to get their pets, a dog and a cat, to get along in the family home.
How did they just figure out now? You know, I just feel like, look, if I'm now married, then whatever was leading up to the marriage... if we both have pets, I feel like that's something you would have done a test run on.
They bonded over the fact that they're both animal lovers.
All right.
They became friends and later married. So it is more than just a little ironic that the love for their respective pets may be what breaks them apart. So after tying the knot in December 2024, the couple then moved in together. That's when things started heading south. The wife said her husband's dog harassed and even attacked her cat repeatedly. While he claimed he had made it clear before marriage that the woman would not bring her pets when they moved in together, adding that her cat would hover over their fish tank, creating tension in the house. Now, while the woman refused to give up her cat and kept accusing her husband's dog of being aggressive, the husband sided with his canine companion, claiming that it was his wife's pet that was causing the problems. The couple was referred to counseling several times, and their relatives tried brokering some kind of reconciliation. But the two newlyweds continued to side with their respective pets and ultimately cited irreconcilable differences as grounds for divorce. Jesus. People seek companionship in pets, sometimes placing them above human relationships. When both partners refuse to adjust, marriages like these collapse. It reflects a growing trend of people taking relationships lightly, believing the pets can substitute for human bonds. Now, I can speak on behalf of this type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
So when my wife and then wife got together, she had two dogs. She had two beagles. Now, one was very protective of her.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the dog named Miles.
And the other one just sucked.
Which was a weird situation when you say, you know, hi, I'm Miles. She says, I have a dog named Miles.
Yeah.
That was basically the initiation of our conversation, first time we ever met.
Sure.
She also had another dog named Honey.
By the way, that's also a good in.
It is.
Well, she obviously liked the name because she picked the name for her pet.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You ruined it for her, but still, she liked it up until then.
I did ruin the name. Now, the thing is that
I can't find a woman who had a dog named Steve. You know, I tried so many times. Hey, I'm Steve. Oh, this is Bailey.
Nah. Which is really weird when you yell at yourself.
Yeah.
When you're getting into trouble, like when you're going through the trash in the kitchen or whatever you're doing.
Oh, I was mad at you for a couple of hours, I guess it was, when we were all living together when we first moved here. My then-girlfriend, now wife, come out to visit, like anything. You haven't seen each other in a month, month and a half. We're going to have sex.
Yeah.
So we had sex. Now, you were not home at this time. You had left since she had shown up, and then I opened the door. Ted's in the living room, and Ted's just like, dude, Miles was just listening to you guys have sex. And I'm like,
right, I'm a grown-up. I turned up the TV.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, what the F, man? And we're not connecting on this. So Ted's talking about the dog. I don't realize this. I'm thinking he means you. Ted's not tracking with that yet. So I'm like, what do you mean? It's like you just laid outside of your door, like, put his ear up to it and just listen to you guys have sex. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. What the F? So this went on for a little bit, and Ted's like, oh, dude, no, the dog,
yeah,
man.
Dog.
You should have put on my humps and blasted that, you know? Maybe not TV, just play some tunes.
Well,
tunes.
Look, you got to make decisions, right? Nobody wants to hear, like, I don't need to listen to Buddy have sex.
Yeah.
But we only had one TV.
Yeah. And it's so right outside
it's me
my
and
door.
The dogs. Like, I think I was cracking a beer or something. Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to blare the TV. Yeah.
Now you have to.
Because I'm not moving. Yeah,
not very much like this person. We moved in together. We get married. We do the whole thing. But in the time, you know, Miles the dog had this thing where he would not do it all the time. But if Honey would sheen her vagine, so to speak.
That's all she did.
She was a big fan.
That dog cleaned her thing all the freaking time. Yeah.
And it was like someone eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's what it kind of
sounded. With a cold.
Like. With no milk. You know? Like,
with a cold and no milk. A
lot of slobbering going on.
Raspy boys.
Yeah. You could, there was even a, yeah, you could, I'll just be honest with you, you could smell it.
Yes.
The whole thing.
She did it constantly.
Now, when this would happen, Miles the dog would grab his nearest pillow and he would start humping it around the room. And his his hump technique was backward. So he was just back assing it all through the house until he got his fill, until he tired himself out, essentially. Yeah. So this would go all in the time, and I would watch it, and I would just think, this is...
It's not right.
This is the nuttiest scenario I've ever seen in my life. I have owned animals. I have owned dogs. This is different. Now, the one dog, Miles, hated my guts because he thought he was married to my girlfriend.
Of course, well, she treated him like that.
And any time that Miles would do anything that was inappropriate, that was just, you, not that you need to be punished, but like, look, maybe let's not let him do that anymore.
Yeah.
That kind of behavior. Not smacking the dog or anything like that.
No, just hey, stop.
Just like, hey, you know, you can't just keep going through can't jump on the counter, eat all the food, go through the trash.
Just things like that.
You know, eat the crotch out of pants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the different things that dogs do. But this dog hated me. He would give me the side eye. And any time I tried to correct the dog's behavior, just on a vocal command, she would get so mad at me, like that I was the worst person in the world. So she always sided with, and Honey did not really have the same relationship. So Honey was just Honey.
Honey just kept cleaning her pouch, right, man. And she was just more annoying. She wasn't really like bad. You're just like, hey, I'm trying to watch TV. Seriously, I am distracted by you being nose deep in the wahine.
Honey would
pee. Also, she would kind of contradict some of your, right? It's hard for a dog to fathom it can't be on a couch if one person allows it on the couch and the other doesn't.
Right. Yes. Or whatever the rules are. You know what I mean? And that was one of the rules I did definitely had. Was like, look, we only have a queen size bed. There are two dogs. Both of them cannot sleep on this bed with us.
Yeah.
I mean, we have dog beds in the bedroom. We have dog beds in the living room. I don't mind, actually, if the dog jumps up on the couch. That's a different scenario.
Sure, sure.
That's where you do your bonding time. I wasn't that kind of a dog parent. It was just more likely, like, will you let me know when you need to pee so that you don't pee all over the house so I don't have to keep cleaning up your urine?
Again, just small things.
Whenever he would run down the steps or he'd run up the steps, I was like, he's going to go find someplace to pee. He was not house trained.
Right.
So I was just trying to house train the dog, like, hey, pee pads, all those kind of things. Let me know, dude. I will take you out.
Mm-hmm.
I would carry him down the steps while he actively peed. All right? Peed all over my arm.
Yeah.
And I would take him outside real quick, and then he would run the bushes and pee. It's like, I kept trying to train him.
Yeah.
And she's like, you just need to keep your eye on him. And I'm like, no, I don't. No, I don't need to. I don't need to be on pee watch. Matter of fact, don't give him that much water at this point in time. Like, he's insatiable.
Just keep your eye on him.
Well, like,
one of the things I love about my dog.
I was supposed to figure
dog.
Out the ticks of when he was going to go to the bathroom.
Well, no.
But either way.
The tick should be, if you've trained, my dog will, typically I'm on the sofa, but the dog will walk up and just stare at me like they're trying to do a Jedi mind trick. But I know exactly what the situation is. She will walk over and do that specifically when she needs to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's an It's one little thing you train him to do. And guess what? I pop up. I take her out. She does her business. We're back. We're cool.
Right.
I don't have to keep my eye on her.
I like
her.
Dogs that ring the bell.
That's actually funny, but I'm glad she does.
Anything. Just give me a heads up. We would try to eat dinner.
I gotta pee!
Yeah, we would try to eat dinner, and Miles would try to jump up in your lap and look up at the plate and try to lick stuff off the side.
Right.
So you couldn't even get up to get a napkin.
Oh,
you couldn't walk
gone.
6 feet because he was waiting. He was waiting for you to leave for any amount of time so he could put his front paws up, lift up on where the kitchen table was, and snack some of it from your plate.
Mm-hmm.
So, here was my solution. What we'll do is this. We will right before we're going to eat, we will feed them at the same time. So we will put two bowls down,
yep.
let them eat, and then we will go down, sit down, and start eating. It didn't matter.
No. Like,
it did not matter.
Dogs always want your food more than their food. Right. That is a guarantee.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I'll never forget this. I just buttered this roll. I don't remember. Okay. It was a hot buttered roll, but I went up for seconds on something, you know, and I can't even remember. I couldn't have been in the kitchen that long. It's one giant room. This is a town home. It's one level.
Yeah.
So the kitchen, the living room, and the kitchen table are all in one area. So you can see it's a little open air room. So I could see everything that was going on. But as soon as I turned my back, I turned around, and I see Miles gone. He's gone. Very unusual at dinner time for Miles to be gone.
Yeah.
He's right underneath your feet. I look around for him. I look down. My little plate where my roll was. Roll's freaking gone.
Of course it is.
Now, she was sitting there. She witnessed this.
And she stood and
she didn't
anything?
Say a word. The dog stole. She kind of thought it was funny. The dog stole the roll.
It is funny, but you still have to say something.
Right, like, dude, yeah. get down. Like,
right.
get down, 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 down. No, no.
It's like a kid.
Anything.
Half of the things they do are funny,
yes.
but you still have to reprimand them.
But
in some
there
way.
Was no reprimanding going on during yeah. this time. So then I, which you never do, is this, never make the step anything, the disciplinarian. And I'm sorry.
Right.
I think that's a very big rule. Like, look. You can be friends, but just know this. It is my job to make sure that if this is my kid, my pet, whatever the deal is, this is my responsibility. Also, they're mothers if they're there.
Yeah.
But you are my girlfriend, whatever. It's not your job to do that.
Sure.
I don't want my kids or my pets to not like you. And I don't want you to be that, you know, you shouldn't be the evil person every time
right.
you come over. So it's my job. So,
but hopefully you discipline your kids or your pets or whatever it is that's in question.
Correct, because
they're
mine.
If you don't, then
yeah.
the other person is going to do it for you.
Right. Like, if my daughter were to go into the bathroom and take my wife's makeup and just start doing her face all with it, I'm not going to go, ha, 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 she's wasting all your expensive makeup.
Right.
Ha, and I'm not going to tell her. No, 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 no. And then, you know, Ava comes down, like, looking like a clown. You know,
yeah.
I would say something like, Ava,
yes.
no, don't do that. You know, whatever the deal is. But I was up against the wall on that one. There was nothing I could do in that situation. And from that point on, I kind of knew, like, this is going to be an uphill battle. This is going to be an uphill
it's
battle.
There is no battle.
For a while.
It's something you're going to have to tolerate. A battle, I don't mind. Because
right.
if there's a battle, I can roll up my sleeves and say, okay, if we're going to do battle, then I'm bringing what
okay.
I got. But
so,
when you can't win, it's like, this is not a battle. You will just have to deal with this.
Right.
That is less
now,
fun.
Now, here's the sad news. Honey, the Sheen, Vagine Shiner, she passed on. She was an older dog. She was a rescue. She was very obese when my wife got her. And she trimmed down.
Mm-hmm.
She lived longer than she should have. And she had a very wonderful life. All right. 6 months go by. We get off the air. I go home one day. Guess what is in my house?
Another beagle.
Another dog. Now, how many discussions do you think that we had about getting another dog?
Probably none.
Zero. How many discussions do we have about getting another beagle? Zero. Now, this is also like a juvenile puppy who's nuts.
Right.
It was given back by three families.
And she brought that one home.
Three families said, you know what? We brought this dog home, and three different families took this dog back. But no, my wife. She could save this dog, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I walk in the house, and I'm like, what in the F is this? And she says, this is Chewy. And she said, don't worry. We are just fostering the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what you know about animal people. But for the most part, unless you do this on the regular, like you've always have foster animals in your house,
sure.
which is what you do. Those are true foster families.
But I feel like foster families, if, let me rephrase it. If someone has an animal in their home and they say, we are fostering it. If they have multiple animals in their home, I believe them. If that is
correct.
The only other animal in their home, I'm like, you just adopted a dog or a cat
correct.
Or whatever. And look, good on you. Good on you. The dog needs a home. I get it. But like, don't try to convince someone you're fostering.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this to my wife and my kids. Because there was an opportunity for us to foster a dog a year and a half ago or something. And the kids were all excited. And I said, no. And everyone said, well, dude, you're only doing it for a couple of months. I said, I'm not going to foster an animal. If we get another animal, then we have another pet because I like animals. but I don't want another one. So we cannot foster any of them. We can adopt one, but I'm not going to. But don't try to lie to me and say we're going to foster it, because we're all going to fall in love with it, and it's not going to go anywhere.
Miles needed a companion. Like, no, he doesn't.
No, he does not.
He actually never even paid attention
to lobotomy.
Needs a friend. Jesus.
He needed something else.
He needed a lot of things.
But that's when I broke up with beagles. I mean, for the most part. Didn't break up with my wife, but anytime I see a beagle now in my life, I have this sickening feeling in my stomach of just understanding what that person walking that dog is going through on a daily basis.
I hate beagles now as a result of those.
And beagles. I really thought this was setting up for this is where I got rid of the wife.
Oh, well, I mean,
beagles too.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's a whole other story.
Look, when you side with a dog over your husband or over your boyfriend, that should have been a red flag.
Yeah, thank you.
Look, you're the one that told me, I stick by this theory. If you, like, especially at my age, if I start dating a woman that already has a dog, I just know he's number one.
My drinking and partying should have been a red flag.
Sure.
Like, all these things should have been red flags. But at the time, I was just like, hey, man, we're having sex. This is fun. I love her. She loves me.
It's kind of how it works.
You know?
Well, sometimes people don't see it. They just see the caution flag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the yellow one.
To slow down.
Yeah. You can't pick.
So when it comes to our relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
On the flip side, a new poll asks, is there a person who you consider to be the one that got away? 39% of people said yes. Here's a breakdown. 11% of people said there's someone I currently feel this way about. Another 28% said there's previously been someone that I felt about that way. 46% of the population have never felt that way about anyone, even if they're with someone now.
Nah, it makes sense.
It's kind of weird. I mean, I would never admit that.
Well, it depends how long you've been with someone.
Yeah, but you could also say there's never been a one that got away because I'm with you now.
Yeah, it's a good thing to say if they're present.
Correct.
I mean, yeah, I think every time you date somebody new, for me, like, that's the one that got away, but I don't know. You date somebody new, I'm like, all right, well, if we're together, then you're the one.
Yeah, you're the one for now. Yep. And if you're still the one.
But don't throw in for now. That suggests.
I'm smart enough to know not for now. Well, I've been in it too long now. I can't. I guess I could. Been together for 20 years.
You're like, okay.
Yeah, actually, just quick side note. We got pulled over Saturday, all right? And so something very heinous went down on Aurora Avenue. When we got pulled over, we're like 2 miles away from where this thing went down. But they're looking for a black dude and a specific automobile. We happen to have that same automobile. So the cops pull us over. Whatever. It ends up being fine. But they're talking to me and the wife separately. And the one cop, you know, they're being as serious as they can. I want to talk about the weapons thing. But the cop asked me, says, all right, sir, and how long have you been with your wife? I'm like, oh, dude, like 20 years, 21 years. She goes, I mean tonight. I'm like, oh, sorry, my bad. I'm like, all freaking day, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Wouldn't you assume that's what they meant if they said how long you've been with your wife?
Yeah.
I mean, he looked at me like I was an idiot because I said, 20, 21 years. Like, I mean, tonight. I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
I would say this. I know for a fact
that she's the one. I should have said that.
If there is one, the Galloway, and I probably could come up with one or two.
Now, okay, before you say it, let me ask a few questions. Is it purely everything about them or certain parts? Because there are certain parts of people you're like,
Oh, man. Well, it depends on, you know.
A mouth like a plecostomus.
All I can say is this. I know for a fact that I have never been the one that got away.
No, no chance.
I'm 100% positive that there's no one out there going,
you don't know that.
We know that. A $1 million bet, I would put the million all on that. All in. Swear to God, if I had $1 million to bet, even if it was from somebody else's money, I'd say, dude, bet it all. I promise you there's nobody out there. He was like, yeah. Should have stayed with that guy. I mean, I would be shocked. That'd be cool. Right. I'd be like, no way.
Like, I don't know if it sounds bad to say this, but like, I don't know. I just don't know that I believe there's only one person. Now, with that said, when I'm in a relationship, like, I'm very loyal in this and that, and I like the idea of it. I can be romantic, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, you just kind of find somebody you kind of both are cool, like, being with each other.
There's 10 million people out there for you.
Yeah.
If you find one of the 10 million, you're content with that. Right? I think exactly what you're saying.
I just have a hard time sitting around with people that go, oh, the one that got away. It's like, is it? Like, you're spending so much time worrying about this chick. Have you gone out and looked?
You're still worrying about it. Yeah, that's right.
How
it is.
How can they be the one that got away if they're dating somebody else a week later?
I think it's more this. It's the one you can't get over.
That's really what it is. When it comes to relationship, be it personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-RIDE.
For the last long-term relationship I was in, I was kind of like, all right, I guess this is what it is.
Yeah.
And like 2 weeks later, she was like, I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, this isn't what it is.
All right.
Yeah, got me.
M. Night Shyamalan twist there, Ted.
There was a little bit of a twist there. I didn't see that one coming.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Keep you on your toes. What did we get in a fight about last night? You picked it.
I don't know.
It's because I want to break up. All right.
We'll just break up. Why do we have to fight about it? Good God.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I know. Let's not go down that road.
I know. Just give him a key back.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, dudes.
Hola.
Hola, chick.
So I knew it was time to go no contact with my family when they decided that they didn't need to come to my son's memorial service, which was, you know, their only grandchild.
What was the rationale? Was it how far away they were or bad timing?
No, Miles. So my stepdad and one of my brothers, they run a parking lot for the fair, which they have other people to help them with. And it was opening weekend of the fair, so that was more important. And my dad and his wife, it was more important for them to head back to New Mexico to get ready for elk hunting season.
For what season?
Elk hunting.
Elk hunting.
Sorry, I heard that wrong.
That must be in the mountainous regions of New Mexico. I didn't realize the elk were that far south.
The only reason I know that, we're in New Mexico. Did the elk crossing signs on the highway.
Okay.
I was shocked too.
I had no idea.
My dad lives in a town called Cuamato, which means burnt in Navajo. But, you know, it was their only grandchild. And, you know, he passed away of leukemia. And there was more important things to do than to go to his memorial service.
There really wasn't, man. And I... Sorry, listen, Rose, when you first called, I truly misunderstood when you said elk hunting. I thought you were saying something in Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was like, the what? So when I heard elk hunting,
I felt a lot better about it. I have hunted in that season.
I have as well. Not very successfully.
No.
But
terrible shot.
So those are just the reasons they gave you, and that was good enough for them, I'm saying?
For them. And then over the last 4 years since my son has been gone, they just can't understand why I just don't have the need to be in contact with them.
Well, no, they should get it. Well, did you tell them why?
Oh, of course.
All right, well, then they know. They know. What about you? What about you personally? Have you ever bolted on a relationship, Rose, because of just some weirdness?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, not from weirdness, but, you know, I got a divorce in the middle of my son going through leukemia and the pandemic and my business being shut down. So, you know, that was fun.
It's getting it all done at once.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Why are we getting a divorce? Like, what led to the divorce, I guess, is the point.
Because we sucked at being married.
Okay. Sometimes that's literally all it is.
That's okay.
Rose, I have a question for you. The people that had to open their stand for the fair, like, if they had said, hey, we'll come by later, like, did they bother to show up at all or just said no? Like, elk hunting, those people are just a-holes because it's, sorry, I know you like hunting, but come on.
Right.
So like the people with the stand, were they around?
They're just running the parking lot.
So Ted, to answer your question, the biggest part of the memorial service was showing the Goonies at a local movie theater here in Tacoma, which was far before the parking lot needed to open for the day of the fair. So they could have made it prior to the busy part of the day of parking. And then, you know, the people that kind of help run the parking lot, they could have run it that morning. And then my stepdad and my brother could have gone later in the day to kind of pick up the bulk of the rest of the day. They just didn't come because the parking lot was more important.
That's pretty brutal, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't even.
Well, just because weddings and funerals are just so, generally weddings, but funerals especially are just so, there's only going to be one.
There's going to be one, and they're super, super, super personal. And let's be honest, you know what I'd rather do than go to a funeral is pretty much anything. But you still, like, that obligation is a lot different.
Well, like, yeah.
And if someone RSVPs like, hey, I'd love to make your wedding, but I can't, you don't really take it personally. Kind of go, yeah. Like, okay, I get it. I feel like if it's a funeral, like, look, can you just drop what you're doing just for a couple of hours?
See, for me,
And sometimes, like, I don't know, it's weird. Like, when my dad passed away, like, I had a buddy, we were super tight, right? But over the years, we just haven't been as tight.
Sure.
So, like, it's funny, his cousin came, but over the years, I've been better friends with the cousin than him. And I remember the cousin was so mad that he wasn't there. And I said, man, it's not that big of a deal to me.
Right.
But I've been on the other side, too. When one of my friend's dads passed away, I really got it. Annoyed with one of our friends is they didn't show up. I said, that thing you were doing wasn't that important.
What's weird to me is we've had a couple people pass in the last few years, and it's mostly been on the East Coast, but we always get the, hey, this can be the date of the funeral. Don't feel obligated to come. I'm like, I'm not coming because I feel obligated. The reason you told me that this person has passed is the reason I'm going to come to the wedding. And you will take time off from work and just spend the money and fly out there. Like, I'm not doing this because
you know,
I...
And that's what I was saying to Rose. Like, you got to... Even if something comes up, whatever, I get it. But, like, when Brendan Looney, right? Wear him on my wrist every day. When he passed away, right? He's a Navy SEAL. Like, I flew back when I thought the wedding was going to... Or the funeral was going to be...
Yeah, that's twice in 1 week.
It is, I know. It wasn't because it took time. Like, I still don't think the government's told us what happened to him.
They won't.
But it took time to get the body back and stuff. But I still went back and saw his parents.
Yeah.
Saw his brothers.
Yes.
So, like, right, just like with that thing with Rose, like, Jesus Christ, people show up to something.
Well, the thing is,
right.
With Rose, that's family. And for me,
right.
I can definitely get into relationships. I broke off friends.
Sure.
Relationships that were, with another person I live with, job. Family-wise, I'm still good. I am never, there's nobody that I have cast off, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There's been a family.
Not even Wong.
Well, Wong kind of did his own thing. But I really just don't have adversarial relationships with my family. I just don't butt heads.
I do not either.
You know what I mean? I just try to keep it.
There's some people on my mom's family side that for years I wouldn't speak to, just the way they treated my mother.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And I was like 18. It was very hard. Nowadays, if I see them, it's fine. But I'm never going to... They're not like the Smiths.
Right.
Like, when I go back home, I will make zero effort. If I run into them, cool.
Awesome.
Right? My mom's repaired the relationship with them. Good for her. But as her son,
You're not obligated.
Right. And I was just like, you knew what you did. Nobody apologized. Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, but what do we always... You know, somebody shows you who they are or tells you who they are, listen.
Why didn't you say, I know what you did last summer? I'm saying, just work it in, man.
Well, I was the evil one once because I flipped him off at church.
In
the parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You know
Did you say anything? Or did you just flip the bird?
I just saw them. They knew my mom was going to be there. They had just screwed her over. And you know, basically her mom passed away. They all got lawyers. Didn't tell her.
Right.
Just completely after. So when I saw them, it was outside the monastery and they started walking over and I would just double bird them. And I remember the one cousin kind of made like the prayer hands like, oh, very nice. And across the parking lot, I went, F you knew what you did.
Mm-hmm. Last summer.
Right. I should have thrown that in. But just like, yeah. So then it's funny, over the years, my mom would be like, hey, they might be there. Like, yeah, it's fine. I don't mind. Hell, they should be worried about me.
Right.
When it comes to relationships, personal job or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
About 2 years ago, my mother faked cancer for like the fourth time.
So she faked cancer?
She did. She faked cancer.
Jesus.
And it was kind of call it quits for me and my sisters with her. And during this process, we kind of started digging in more to her lies. Turns out she had lied about our entire heritage at the same time. We were told growing up, we were Cherokee, that her grandfather lived on a reservation. And it turns out that we were full-on Mexican from Mexico.
Mexican from Mexico. You're not Mexican from, like, Guatemala or Mexican from Brazil. But much like avocados. So,
from Mexico.
Why was she trying to spin this way? Do you think?
We grew up in Texas, and I realized, growing up there, there's a lot of Hispanic people who don't really embrace their heritage, more just of the Texas culture. And I think she kind of partook a little bit in that too much, and she wanted a little bit something more different. I don't know if she just did not like it or not. But ever since then, we have been embracing, the particular parts of Mexico our family is from.
What part of Mexico is your family from?
So it's an area just southwest of Mexico City. It was like a trading partner with the Aztecs before the Spanish came. And it just is actually a very interesting culture. And I feel like, having moved away from, all the lies and everything, it is a lot more satisfying knowing about who we are, where we come from.
Well, how old were you when you found out that you are of Mexican, from Mexico heritage, as opposed to native?
I was 28.
Damn, okay. And how old were you the first time? Because you said your mom faked cancer four times?
Yes. Once when I was a child, I think I was like, 7.
And how long did she drag this out?
What is the goal in faking this? Is it a monetary gain? Is it a sympathetic gain? What is the reasoning, do you think?
It almost seems a little bit more like to get, attention. I think it was more attention. Me and my sister had joked about she's more like Gypsy Rose's mom.
Okay. Now, I have to ask you this. How much did you dive in to Native American history, culture, thinking that that was your heritage?
She would take us when we were kids to the reservation. We'd go to the powwows. We'd go to their education buildings, everything, learning about stuff. And to me, when we found out we had a feeling that the story just wasn't adding up. And when we finally cut that contact and we finally started doing the DNA test, we started figuring out where our family actually comes from doing our own research. It just kind of was a little bit of a gut punch at first.
Was it your sister who did this or you?
It was me at first. And then my sisters kind of went with it. They were 40 when they found out.
Hey, don't feel bad, man. My parents told me we were from Iceland. My brother and I were devastated when we found out different.
Do you think your mom was trying to get money from a tribe?
No, she never did. She never did.
Was she dating? Was she dating someone?
Did she just want cheap smokes?
So that is. So was she?
Just like the culture?
Was she dating someone who was Cherokee?
No, she would, but she would use it as on her dating profiles, which was super weird that I knew that as a kid.
That's not something I'd want to know about my parents. Okay, how old were you the second time that she faked cancer? How long would she drag out her fake diagnosis?
It would go for a few months, and then somehow miraculously she would not have it anymore. It happened again when I was 17, and then I think another time when I was 23. This last time, unfortunately, she did it in front of she tried to do it in front of me and my husband, and my husband kind of went for it, and he was really sympathetic and empathetic for it. And then when I started poking at her story, the story slowly started falling apart, and then it just was the thing was she hurt my husband, and that's what pissed me off.
Okay, sure. All right. Is she still alive?
Yeah. No, she's fine. She's still out there. I don't talk to her. We don't talk to her. I embrace more of my stepmom now than I do of her.
Okay. All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Does she ever reach out to you?
No. She blamed us when we ignored her for abandoning her during her sickness.
So she's saying
during the cancer diagnosis.
So crying wolf, she's saying that
you abandoned her when she was lying to you? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so.
You son of a bitch.
The sympathy. Yeah,
she's never been wrong in her life.
I guarantee.
Or it's a giant fight if you call her out on something she said. Did you embrace the Native culture?
I did at first. And then now, it's just such it's kind of exciting for me figuring out who we actually are.
Sure.
She actually found out that we did the DNA test and we tracked, everything down. She says that those are all lie. She says that those are all fake, that we're only doing it to her.
Are you Aztec?
So basically it's like a subtribe of Aztec.
Can you eat free at Azteca? I don't know what the perks are.
I'm an Aliberto's kind of guy.
Okay, all right, just check.
I smell a food truck. Wow. Right? Like, I grew up native. That's turns right. out I'm Mexican. It's fusion, my man. Fusion. Right?
Two dudes and a taco.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't know. You could have something here.
Yeah, man. I'm visiting. Okay. That's for sure.
I mean, I've had a fry bread taco.
I've not had the fry bread taco, but I know you've told me about it and said it was great.
When it comes to our relationships, personal, job, or family, when did you know it was time to go? 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.